The global death toll from the coronavirus has topped the 200,000 mark. And here in the United States, more than 50,000 people have died from the virus. The toll on economies has also been devastating. And in an attempt to offset the losses, many countries are slowly reopening.
Latanya, those countries were ahead of us on the curve of the pandemic. So how is reopening going in the U.S.? Georgia, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Alaska are among the states loosening restrictions. Let's check in with NPR's national correspondent, Kirk Siegler. Kirk, tell us more about states taking the biggest steps to reopen.
Well, as you just said, Robin, you can point to Georgia, South Carolina, even Alaska going the furthest. Some of businesses in those states have already been told that they could reopen, and some of the statewide orders were being lifted already in previous days. And there are some states like Nebraska and Utah that have not even implemented statewide orders, but it's left it up to their local jurisdictions. It's kind of a difficult question to answer, though, uniformly, because really it varies within the region. It doesn't just all fall neatly into, say, partisan lines with Democratic governors going one way and Republicans going the other. And sometimes it can really even vary within the state. You mentioned Georgia. I think that's going to be one to watch for sure. The Republican governor there facing a lot of pressure from his base, if you will, in more rural areas. To reopen, the city of Atlanta saying, wait a second, we're certainly not ready to reopen, at least on a broad level.
Yeah. Well, President Trump said the same thing. He at first backed that Republican governor of Georgia and then said, I think he's moving too fast. So there is a concern that it backfires, that people either don't come out to the bowling alleys or the tattoo shops, or they do and they get sick, and states will have to shut down all over again. So what are you hearing?
Even when you talk to any public health official and a lot of doctors I've spoken to, they're very concerned about opening up too early. If we do reopen, there's a lot of predictions that we'll see a second wave, and then a business will just have to shut back down again. And that, according to a lot of people I've spoken to, can will probably bring even worse economic effects, not to mention the health fallouts from this, from a second wave. I think the other big open question here is, will consumers go to these businesses that do decide to reopen? I think there's a lot of wariness in the public right now still. And in fact, a lot of public opinion polls that I've seen recently anyway sort of back that up. It's not clear if a business opens what it's really going to look like and if there will be customers.
And remind us, what are the governors in states that are staying locked down? What are they waiting for or asking for, the steps they want to see before they consider any reopening?
Well, I think you could break that down to two main things. That's testing and contact tracing. You hear repeatedly from the governors of states like California and actually even in Idaho, where I'm talking to you from, that we don't have enough testing. We don't have the ability yet to be able to be staffed up enough to A, test, but also B, have enough contact tracers on the ground. They need to hire thousands of them to be able to isolate cases and do the investigations that are required to prevent a second major outbreak or a second major wave. So it seems like those are the two main things we're hearing. And, that's been kind of all over the map nationally. We haven't gotten any real clear indication from the national government that this is actually in place yet.
Yeah. And Kirk, we just have to ask you, you're there in beautiful Boise, Idaho, mostly rural state. Many people feel they're already socially distancing naturally and that the virus isn't affecting them. And we know that there are groups defying stay-at-home orders. Eamon Bundy, the anti-government militia leader, is leading protests there. Do you think this will pressure the governor there or in that region?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of pressure from the far right on Idaho's governor in particular, who by no means is a liberal, to reopen. There's been claims that this is tyranny, this is overreach from the government. So there is frustration, but I'd say as a large level, people are following social distancing. I went to a protest the other day here in Idaho where there were a couple hundred people, some of them business owners, angry about the blanket restrictions, but it's safe to say hundreds of thousands of people were not there and were at home following the order.
NPR national correspondent Kirk Siegler with that snapshot there from Boise, Idaho. Kirk, thank you.
Glad to be here.